Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to God's elect, strangers in the world, scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, who have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through the sanctifying work of the Spirit for obedience to Jesus Christ and sprinkling by his blood. Grace and peace be yours in abundance. So, we've made it through 1 week of classes so far, and at least in Brit Lit, I saw no major injuries. I'm guessing that most of you dorm students stayed on campus this weekend. There's a longer weekend coming up. Of course, some come from such distances that you couldn't even return on a 3-day weekend. As a matter of fact, as we gather here this morning, as small a school as we are, we come from many places. We're scattered throughout Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan, Illinois, Florida, Missouri, Kansas, Dakotas, Nebraska, Idaho, Washington, California, Nepal. And so it has always been. Even in the good old days, a 19th century pastor would have to hitch the pony to the buckboard and pack his lunch to visit a member because his little group of about 100 souls was scattered from Kensington to Southwark around Philadelphia. Peter knew what it was to be scattered too, didn't he? In a little different way. On the same night in which he was betrayed, Jesus had warned Peter and the others, "This very night you will all fall away on account of me, for it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered." Of course, they did not think that would happen, but in a matter of hours, they all forsook him and ran away. Later, after Peter preached his well-known Pentecost sermon, he saw thousands of visitors to Jerusalem scattering again to their homes. It was not long before the persecutions in Jerusalem were also scattering the Christian inhabitants there. So even in those glorious days of the early New Testament church, when sometimes thousands were baptized in one day, there were still small groups of believers scattered throughout Asia Minor. Sometimes we like to think that in the old days, the whole community used to be Christian, so you weren't challenged and tempted all the time. But those early believers were not Christian because everybody else around them was. They were not gathered by the Spirit around some community campfire, but around the Spirit's far more glorious Word. In that Word, they found God's forgiveness for their own part in the forsaking and crucifying of the Lord of glory. And the blood of God's own Son cleansed them from all their sin. In that forgiveness, they found a peace that surpassed all understanding. And even if they were scattered throughout the provinces, perhaps feeling more alone at times than you have on your bunk sometimes, that could not prevent God from showering upon them his grace and peace in abundance, as Peter said at the beginning of his letter, multiplied beyond all that they hoped or thought. Just as the disciples running away in the Garden of Gethsemane had not stopped Jesus from coming to them again on Easter evening and saying, "Peace be with you. So also did the scattering of the believers everywhere not stop His kingdom of grace from coming to them, His word from ruling in their hearts, and His grace and peace were theirs in abundance. Bithynia, Cappadocia. I wonder what Peter would have written to you. Wait a minute. This is written to you, isn't it? You are strangers in the unbelieving world, scattered in small groups. Believe it or not, this is a small group in many areas. And in His great wisdom, God has chosen you through the work of the Holy Spirit to bow before Jesus Christ, who has cleansed you from your sins with His own blood. And although we also are scattered around the globe today, none of this is able to stop our Savior's face from smiling upon us, His gracious word from ruling in our hearts, or His peace from guarding our hearts and minds. What a King we have. One of the selections which the music fundamentals class will identify this year is the Hallelujah Chorus by Handel. It's kind of a freebie, since the choir keeps singing the name of the piece over and over again. But it's definitely music worth knowing. At the end of this rendition this year, there is prolonged applause, and I thought about cutting it out of the recording, since it is not our custom to applaud the performance of pieces sung primarily not to us, but as worship to God. This time I ended up leaving the applause in the second time I listened to it, because if anyone in that audience was applauding not the performer, but the message, it made perfect sense. The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdom of our God and of His Christ, and He shall reign forever and ever. Yes! Hallelujah. Amen. Hymn 343, the last two stanzas, 343, stanzas 6 and 7.